Inflation is worse now than it has been in decades. How has the government made it worse? How do we weather the storm? The president of a Christian financial group called Kingdom Advisors is Rob West. Kingdom Advisors writes, Rob West is the host of the nationally syndicated radio programs MoneyWise and the MoneyWise Minute, heard on more than 900 radio outlets each day. Rob also serves as the president of Kingdom Advisors. This is Jerry Newcomb on Vocal Point, and interestingly, Rob West used to be in this very same studio here in South Florida. This is being recorded in Fort Lauderdale. Rob, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much, and congratulations on all your recent endeavors.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to be with you.
Yes, and I should add that you and your wife have four children and live in the greater Atlanta area. You know, these days, finding somebody with more than two or three children is a rarity, and I commend you for this.
Well, thank you. They're a blessing. As you and I were talking about a moment ago, we're about to have one in college and three in high school, so it's no shortage of things going on around our house, but we love it.
Well, sounds like somebody in your type of shape would need financial advice, but you're the one who gives financial advice, so that's interesting. By the way, you wrote an article, and we're going to post to it, on dealing with inflation, and you said that inflation is now eating away $400 to $500 from the average family's monthly budget. So $400 to $500 more per month just because of inflation. Wow, that's terrible. How about a global thought on inflation?
I mean, obviously, it's impacting American families in a significant way, and I don't have to tell you that. You all are experiencing it when you show up at the gas pump and at the grocery store and when you go to buy a new or a used car. So it's all around us, and the question is, how do we deal with it? How do we adjust? And if we were living paycheck to paycheck, well, if we didn't have an emergency fund, that means we've got money now going on credit cards. Well, that's the worst thing we can do. So we really need to, I think, step back and just recognize this is serious and figure out what we need to do about it.
All right. And obviously, political considerations are important. You know, in other words, how we vote for people who have biblical values, including, the old fashioned things like saving and not spending government money, which is really government doesn't have any money of its own. It just basically takes it from us. But let's talk on a practical level. What steps do you advise for people, let's say in dealing with this? Let's take the issue of groceries, monthly groceries.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Jerry. We need to get practical about it. And I think we've got to step back first and just say, number one, this is the time that we need to be budgeting. You know, if we haven't taken the time to put a spending plan in place and do what I call giving every dollar a name, right, so that we know where it's going, we're controlling the flow of money in and out of our household, then we're going to have real problems, especially in a time like this. So that's really essential. I think when we look at the specific areas that this inflation is impacting, we realize that, for the consumer price index, this is mainly coming to bear in the form of, fuels, transportation, and food and housing. I mean, those are really the big ones when you kind of break down consumer price index. You mentioned specifically food, and I think, that's one of those where we've got to get creative. I mean, this might be a time where perhaps in the past we hadn't thought about meal planning, and now's the time to do it. Making less trips to the grocery store, actually taking seriously this idea of, looking for ways to save, whether it's a discount grocery chain or, actually only buying things when we can get two for one. So we've got to get creative, I think, as we begin to look at every area of our budget. But certainly when it comes to kind of the big three, food, fuel, and transportation, those are where we're going to have the most bang for our buck.
Do you think some Christians are tempted to maybe opt out of tithing, as they would think of it, during this time because, my goodness, the bills are just too high?
Yeah, I hope not. And that's a good question, Jerry. If we step back, I think we've got to always start with the bigger picture, and that is that God owns it all, right? The Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Therefore, we're stewards or managers of the King of Kings resources. That's a high calling. that makes money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. And when I look at it through that lens, Jerry, through a biblical worldview, it changes everything, because now every spending decision is in fact a spiritual decision. And so, the role of the steward is to reflect the master's heart, right? So if I'm going to allocate the master's resources, I need to know kind of what the master would have me to do with that, which is why we go back to God's word and look at that through a biblical lens. But this idea of generosity really kind of jumps off the pages through the Old and New Testament. We were created in the image of God. He's the ultimate giver, right? So I like to say we're most like him when we're giving. Not to mention the fact he doesn't need our money. It's really about what he wants for us and not from us. So I like to say that in a time like this, this is where giving, as you appropriately said, is often the first thing to go. I think it's the one we need to double down and commit to right off the top, because when we give, it breaks the grip of money over our lives. And during this challenging time, it's the opportunity for us to be connected to God's activity and to be able to help people on our path who are in real desperate situation.
And is there some sense in which, and I don't want to sound, mercenary or something to this point, but is there a sense in which when we give, God always provides for us somehow, even in miraculous ways? It might not always be financially, but it's some way. In other words, give and it shall be given unto you.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the key is to recognize that God is not a cosmic vending machine. We've got to check our hearts. We should give cheerfully and sacrificially. It's an act of worship. It's a demonstration of where we've placed our trust. And yet we see clearly through Scripture that there is blessing that comes from that. Now, that may not be financial. The Apostle Paul told us that we're going to have some difficult times. We need to have contentment, whether we're in times of plenty or in times of want. And yet we know that, God said, test me in this. So I think that's right, Jerry. We should give, and the more we do it, crank it through your calculator, the numbers may not work, but my experience is the more you give, the more you experience the joy and blessing in giving. It's only a matter of time before you reorder your finances to do even more, because you just don't want to miss out on what comes with it.
Okay. And a comment on credit cards, if you would.
Well, credit cards are a real challenge. I'm not somebody, Jerry, who says you can't use them. And yet, we know that they're a real source of problem for many families. So we now have $800 billion in this country owed on credit cards. And it's because credit cards allow us, if we use them this way, to spend beyond our means, outside of God's provision for us. We need to guard against that. If you can use them responsibly for budgeted items and pay them off in full, well, then they can be a very helpful tool. The problem right now, Jerry, back to the inflation and these rising interest rates, is we're in a situation with variable interest rates where high credit card rates are now going even higher. And if we didn't have an emergency fund living paycheck to paycheck, we can kind of accommodate this $400 to $500 extra per month with credit cards. Well, that's just a spiral that's going to lead to disaster. So we need to be dumping debt. We need to only use credit cards for budgeted items, and if we can't, we need to cut them up.
Would you recommend this philosophy? I don't know where I got it. Maybe it was ultimately from Larry Burkett, but he said, suppose you had three or four credit cards and you owed money on each of them. Okay. And let's say one was, $10,000, another was you owed $5,000, another one you owed $2,000, and the other one you owed $1,000. And his advice was, even though maybe the interest rates might be even higher for the bigger sure. balanced item, his idea was go to the smallest balance first, pay that off, done. Next, go to the next one and pay that one off, done. And then, in other words, you're getting momentum to work on your side. Otherwise, you'd always feel discouraged and you'd always be carrying these debts.
Absolutely. So in the personal finance world, there's been a lot of studies on this, Jerry. What you're referring to is what's called the debt snowball. There's another approach called the debt avalanche. The debt snowball is where you do what you just said. You line up the cards, smallest to largest balance. Don't look at the interest rates. Pay the minimums on all. But with any margin you have, that is excess over and above your monthly bills, apply 100% of that to the smallest balance. That psychological boost that comes by tearing that card up, knowing that it's zero, is going to keep you going right down the line. And the studies will say, even though it may cost you slightly more, you have a much greater chance of actually getting it all paid off. And that's what we ultimately want. That's why I would absolutely advocate for that. The avalanche method is where you line them up smallest to largest interest rate. But again, even though you may save a few bucks, if you don't actually get to the end and pay them all off, then it's all for naught. I would add this caveat, though, if you have more than, I say, $4,000 in credit card debt, I would look at a debt management program. There's a lot of nonprofit credit counseling agencies out there. I'd look at Christian credit counselors. They'll allow you to pay this off 80% faster because you can get the interest rates down while you're doing it. But really important to be thinking about how you can get out of credit card debt right now in particular.
How important is savings? And the interesting thing about that is if somebody is saddled with a lot of credit card debt, in effect, wouldn't they be saving, you know, getting more interest if they're paying those things off than if they were just, you know, plopping down some money and getting hardly any interest, say, in the local bank account?
No doubt. But here's the way I would approach that. You know, we need to do two things. One is, yes, we need to get out of credit card debt. But number two is we need to break the cycle of relying on the credit cards when the unexpected comes. So what I like to say is, let's go back to the spending plan. Let's cut everything we can cut. You know, you got to keep the big four in there. You got to keep the utilities on, the mortgage paid, gas in the car, and food on the table. Everything else is kind of up for grabs, if you will. Once you cut back and identify whatever margin you have, then the question is, where do I apply that margin? Do I put it in savings, or do I pay off the credit cards and get the guaranteed return of eliminating that high interest? Well, I'd say do both. Start with the savings. Let's get that up to $1,500. Why 1500? Well, that's just a number that I think is somewhat doable and gives you a start on your cushion. And then once you have that 1500, let's put every dollar toward the credit cards until they're paid off. Once they're paid off, let's go back to the emergency savings and get that up to 3 to 6 months expenses. That $1,500, though, is key, because the next time the unexpected comes, and it will, we're no longer putting that on the credit card. We've got that emergency fund started.
Excellent. Okay, my wife and I have something, we've had this for maybe the last 10 years, and I really appreciate it. It's the health savings card for, you know, medical issues, okay? And we can buy prescription medicine on this if we need to and so forth. And sometimes, yeah, I've said, boy, I wish I had such a thing. The way this works, by the way, is I guess the employer puts in a little something, but I'm putting in most of it. And then this money accumulates over time. So I've got it in effect like a, it's a healthcare credit card, essentially. And I've thought, I've said to her, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we had a card like this for the mechanic? So, you know, when we have a mechanic bill that comes up all of a sudden, it's okay. It's covered because we've got it with them. And when we have another health card or another credit card for such and such, I don't know if credit card's the right word, but you get the idea, the savings card. We have, sure, about a minute left, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I love health savings accounts, Jerry. As long as you have a high deductible health plan, you can have a health savings account. Essentially, you put in tax money that's pre-tax into the account. It begins to build up. Where they're really powerful is when you can not use it all and save it and use it in retirement. There's actually benefits to doing that. So I absolutely advocate for that. It'd be great for that to apply to other categories as well. It just doesn't exist, unfortunately, at this point. But I like HSAs a lot.
And I understand you're going to be bringing your wisdom and so forth on Vocal Point, I'm sorry, on GraceNet Radio, which also includes Vocal Point, of course. But GraceNet Radio will be able to hear you. And KingdomAdvisors.com is the website. Rob West is the gentleman we've been talking with. Rob, you have about 20 seconds for a concluding thought on surviving in today's economy.
Well, we're in challenging times here, folks, but here's the reality. You know, we can't control the U.S. gross domestic product or the consumer price index or the market or the tax code. We can vote, and we should exercise our values as we vote for policy changes. But what's really critical is what we're doing with what passes through our hands. So let's be found faithful and turn to God's word for guidance.
Excellent. KingdomAdvisors.com for more information. Rob West. Thank you, Rob. All the best. And all the best with your new program.
Thanks, Jerry. Great to be with you.